Pakistan's former prime minister is on his way home where he faces jail, and it's finals weekend at Wimbledon. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Friday, July 13th. Syrian regime forces have entered the city of Daraa. It's a city where the revolution against Bashar al-Assad began. Some 2,000 rebels and their families are thought to still be holed up in the southwestern Syrian city. But raising the regime flag in Daraa is a symbolic victory for Damascus after more than 7 years of war. A third of a million people have fled fighting in the region since mid-June. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and his daughter are on their way home. They face lengthy prison terms for corruption. Sharif says he will appeal the conviction. Police have shut down Lahore, where they're expected to land, to prevent the ex-Prime Minister's Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, or PMLN, from giving him a hero's welcome. It's a high-stakes gamble ahead of a July 25th election, with the PMLN losing ground in opinion polls to Imran Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or PTI. Trump arrived in Britain after a frosty NATO summit. The so-called special relationship between the US and UK could be tested after Trump blasted Prime Minister Theresa May, saying she had caved into the EU on Brexit. His next stop after the UK is Moscow, where he could well get the warmest welcome of his European jaunt. At least 19 people were killed and 12 injured when a chemical plant blew up overnight in China. The blast was in the city of Yibin, in southwest Sichuan province. China is the world's biggest producer of chemicals. An investigation into the explosion is underway. And finally, it's Wimbledon finals weekend. Serena Williams faces Angelique Kerber for the women's title. The American is on a 20-match winning streak, and she will add an eighth Wimbledon crown if she beats Germany's Kerber on Saturday. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.